What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Trump's Fake Assassination Attempt. So as you guys know by now, Trump was at a rally yesterday and somebody shot him. It was so close that if it was like a centimeter away, it would have went into his head and probably killed him. But it apparently grazed his ear. I know a lot of people out there, like TFM, think it's real that somebody tried to assassinate him. People like Joseph Watson, they just made a video saying that, you know, there's so many questions, like, how did the guy have a line of sight like that? How did the people report the guy with a gun and the police was like, yeah, it's a nothing burger, you know? At the end of the day, guys, what you guys need to understand is that since I was out in Hollywood, as you guys know, I played Al-Qaeda terrorist number 3, the forerunner to, ISIS, and I killed a lot of people, but at the end of the day, or when the director yells, cut, we all go hang around the water cooler. So obviously I wasn't like murdering people in real life, but in the movies, oh yeah, I was murdering people up and down, side to side, all day, every day. That gunshot you guys saw, that blood that you saw down his cheeks, yeah, that's fake. The whole thing I knew was fake when I saw that line of blood here. That's what they call a squid in Hollywood. Somebody in Hollywood, you really don't shoot them. What happens is there's a squid attached to their body. And they or somebody remotely hits the squid button and blood comes out. That's exactly what happened with Trump yesterday. It was fake. It was staged, okay? Now, what they're doing now is very smart. They are elevating Trump to godlike level. You see, the Jews, you know, they can't fucking bring in... See, the Jews have a president in Ukraine. They have a president in Mexico. They're not going to have a president in America. You're not going to find a Jew president in America, okay? They have a Jew president in Argentina, too. But they're not going to have a Jew president in America, okay? So what they're doing is that they're elevating Trump to, like, God-like status now. But at the end of the day, Trump is a dirty Jew, okay? At the end of the day, all his family is Jews. His Jared Kushner is like a big-time Zionist. Guys, all the proof in the world that Trump is a hardcore Zionist is right there, dudes. I mean, if you can't see it by now, I don't know what... What you guys gotta understand is this country's gotta go to hell in a handbasket, okay, guys? Not because the politicians are bad, it's because a lot of people out there need to die. A lot of people out there, they need divine ass whipping, okay? So, what's happening, guys, is that Trump is gonna usher in an era where bad juju is going to happen. And nuclear war probably will happen. Some sort of civil collapse will happen. This is why I was in Colombia. I just came back from Colombia a couple of days ago. Ukraine is next on my list. You know, get my Ukrainian residency, God willing, in a couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, here in America, dudes, a lot of people deserve to die. That's really the bottom line, dudes. At this point, guys, I don't blame politicians. I don't blame Trump. I don't blame anybody. At this point, guys, a lot of people out there just need to die, dudes. I mean, their life is simply not worth living anymore. They're an aberration to God or an abomination. And God doesn't want them around anymore. So what God is doing now is that he's like, okay, dudes, I'm going to raise you up and then I'm going to bring you down really hard. You all don't want to be here. See, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You all don't want to be here when God bitch slaps us back to the Stone Age. You really don't want to be here, okay? You want to be anywhere outside of Western countries. You know, Colombia actually has its own power, its own gas. You know, If America gets wiped off the face of the earth, Colombia will be doing good. Ukraine will probably be doing good too. Ukraine is a big country, a lot of natural resources, a lot of food in Ukraine, a lot of energy in Ukraine, guys. So at the end of the day, two things. Number one, we're getting the leaders we deserve. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein recently said, Donald Trump is the ultimate con man. He's laughing at you guys. You know, you guys out there who think he's like MAGA. You know, somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV saying that MAGA actually stands for something in the Church of Satan. You know, he probably does. At the end of the day, you gotta understand that Trump is laughing at you with all his Zionist friend. At the end of the day, these Zionists, and here's the thing, dudes, here's the thing you guys need to understand about elite people, okay? Elite people like to watch normies suffer, okay? There's a reason why everybody's hiring black people, in particular black American women. It's not because black American women are disadvantaged, it's because the supreme people, the people in charge, the people with the money, the elite people, they're punishing average people by letting you deal with fucking black women, okay, guys? When I came back from Colombia, I went to Boca Raton, and I went to Whole Foods at Boca Raton. As you guys know, I went to Whole Foods at Boca Raton, not a single black person in there, because they can't afford to be in Whole Foods in Boca Raton, okay? The elite people don't want to see niggers. Let's get that out in the open right now, okay? When I was coming back from fucking Washington, D.C. in that motherfucking Tesla, which I have to charge up every 200 miles, or 150, really, I had to stop at the... Well, I didn't have to stop at McDonald's. It's just that the Tesla charger was at a McDonald's, of all places. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to be here for fucking 45 minutes. Let me go in and grab some of their disgusting food. So I go in there, and guess who's behind the counter, you know? Fucking Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra. And I'm like, you know what, I ain't going to deal with them niggers, you know? I'm just going to use the fucking kiosk, okay? Usually I don't like kiosks. I like the human interaction. I deal with computers on a daily basis, so I like that break for a human interaction. But between fucking Shaniqua and a kiosk, I'll take the kiosk all day, every day, okay? This is why they're hiring black people, in particular black women. They're inefficient, they're rude, they're lazy, they fuck shit up. That's the way of the elite punishing average people. Just like women punish average dudes, the elites of society are punishing average people. This is what's going on. The whole crux of the matter is elites are punishing average people. Listen, I don't like normies. TFM doesn't like normies, okay? Most of you probably don't like normies, but you're not going to go out of your way to punish them. But guess what? The elite of society will indeed punish average people. And the average people fall for it, dudes. You know, you have half the country saying, oh, man, Trump, man, now I'm more than certain that Trump is the right choice. And then you have the other half of the country saying, oh, man, we were 1 centimeter away. We were one centimeter away from getting rid of Trump, you know. So what does that tell you, dudes? At the end of the day, the elite of society, they don't care about the right, they don't care about the left. At the end of this day, they hate your guts, they really wanna fucking fuck you up, and they just want you gone, really. You know, I mean, when you go to Beverly Hills, you don't see any niggers in Beverly Hills, okay? A couple of miles away from Beverly Hills, you got fucking Compton. It's all niggers in Compton, you know, South Central, you know? It's all niggers, right? But you don't see niggers in Beverly Hills. You don't see niggers in fucking Boca Raton, There's a reason behind it, dudes. Elites don't want niggers, and they don't want average people, okay? They're just punishing you. To Donald Trump, guys, this is a fucking act. Forget a game. This is an act, okay? When Donald Trump gets whisked off stage going like this, his blood dripping down his ear, come on, dude. That's a fucking act, man. I mean, think about it. If you got grazed, that bullet would have taken something off, okay? There's no way a bullet can go like this and not take something off. Come on, man. Come on, man. No. That bullet would have taken something off, okay, guys? But again, the blood running down his cheeks over here, guys, that's fake, dudes. I've seen that blood in Hollywood billions of times. That's fucking fake, dudes. You know, you can tell me anything and everything else. You know, I watched that Paul Joseph Watson video about all the questions around Trump's assassination. I don't care about any of that stuff, man. The second I saw that photo of Trump with blood down his cheeks, that Hollywood blood, that's when I knew this was a scam, dudes. So at the end of the day, guys, like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, Donald Trump is a great con man. He's having fun. To him, this is an act. Between him and all his political buddies, they're just toying with the average person out there. And you guys are falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker, dudes. You know, at the end of the day, guys, again, I'm not upset at fucking Donald Trump. I'm not upset at Netanyahu. At the end of the day, they just don't want the vast majority of people here. Again, the vast majority of people here to the elite of society, it's like, why do we even have you to begin with, you know? I knew, man, in Hollywood, the agents would say, you know, the agents that are supposed to support the actors and get them work, they say this would be a great job if we didn't have to deal with actors. It's like, dude, your whole paycheck, your whole career is based on dealing with actors. But this just goes to show you guys, even the people who deal directly with you, the elite people who deal directly with you, they don't want to deal with you, dudes, you know? So elite people, whether you're a Hollywood Jew, the Hollywood Jew doesn't want to deal with an actor. The elite of society doesn't want to deal with average people. They just want you gone, guys. And until they get you gone, they're just going to make a mockery out of you. They're going to play with you. They're going to toy with you. And you guys out there just got to stop falling for this shit. What you guys got to be doing out there is that you guys got to be making your plan B, which is go overseas. You guys know I'm in Colombia. I got a base in Colombia now. God willing, I'm going to have a base in Ukraine soon. You know, Colombia is obviously a lot easier to get to than Ukraine. I mean, the plane ride to Colombia is shorter than the car ride to the airport, believe it or not. Actually, you all can believe it. It's like, what? To get to Lauderdale Airport, it's like 2.5 hours. To get down from Lauderdale to, like, Medellin, it's 2.5 hours by plane. You know, at least the plane doesn't have to worry about fucking traffic and accidents on the way there, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, stop falling for it. If they wanted Trump dead, Trump would have been dead long time ago if they really wanted him dead, dudes. They don't want him dead. He's all... Anyway. Alright, guys, so that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.